Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Coffee exports to China being explored. Stay with us to find out more and later. Or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You are listening to Calling Farmers.
Gyadi, if you're sick, you can't work. Don't take your health for granted.
Security guards, access the Private Security Regulation Authority's health insurance scheme. It provides five options starting at only $1,000 per month for option one, up to roughly $2,000 per month for option five, paid every 3 months. Call the Private Security Regulation Authority at 967-2522 and find out how to access the health insurance scheme for private security persons. The PSRA, promoting international and professional standards and practices in the private security industry.
Discussions are underway between the governments of Jamaica and the People's Republic of China to export local coffee to the Asian country. Member of Parliament for East Rural St. Andrew Juliet Holness says the move is part of a strategic push to diversify the country's coffee export market.
We have been in discussions in respect of the vast potential that their market holds, primarily, I would say, based on the volume of persons who are there.
Mrs. Holness was speaking with JIS News following the recently held inaugural Coffee Industry Symposium in Kingston. She adds that there is growing demand for coffee in the Asian market, and the government is positioning Jamaica to take advantage of this opportunity.
So we want to make sure if such a vast market starts to develop a taste for coffee, that Blue Mountain coffee is what fills that particular gap.
Mrs. Holness says the Chinese government has already expressed an interest in helping improve critical infrastructure such as farm roads, which will help drive production, boost productivity, and see coffee supplied at more competitive prices for farmers. Meanwhile, Chinese Ambassador to Jamaica, Niu Qingbao, says China's coffee consumption is expanding rapidly, increasing by 46% between 2011 and 2016. He says between January and September this year, China imported almost 50% more coffee compared to the same period in 2016.
I encourage you to go directly to the Chinese market. Export all, if you can, all of your coffee to China. The market will be big enough, so coffee farmers have to work very hard to supply the China market.
Chinese coffee bean consumption is projected to reach $50 billion by 2025. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. No dash where you tick till you cross the river. Translation, don't throw away your stick until you cross the river. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2018 competitions in speech, drama, dance, music and traditional folk forms, Jamaica gospel song and children's gospel song, festival song, world reggae dance championship, creative writing, culinary arts and the Miss Jamaica Festival Queen competition. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC parish office island-wide for entry forms and more details. Enter now!
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, don't celebrate prematurely. It is not over until the race is won. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. We want to hear from you. Connect with us at JIS News on Twitter, at JIS Voice on Instagram, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.